Several people cheered a World War II veteran who just played the harmonica for Tim Tebow at a special needs shelter. Following Hurricane Irma, the Heisman Trophy winner and former Gator football quarterback traveled the state. Tebow's stops included his hometown of Jacksonville, one of the hardest hit areas. It also included a visit to the State Emergency Management Center in Tallahassee, where he took pictures, shook hands, and thanked many volunteers and officials who helped and are continuing to do so.
You know, all the shelters that I've been to, there have been a lot of people that have had a lot of worry, a lot of doubt, and a little afraid of the unknown. What's going to happen when I get back to my home? What's going to happen, you know, with my family? How am I going to connect? But the one thing that they had is they had someone that was beside them, a volunteer, a nurse, someone that cared about them, that was there the entire time, that was loving them, that was caring for them. And the entire time, they knew that they weren't in this alone.
As part of his visits, he traveled with Governor Rick Scott, who says Tebow was in constant contact with him through the storm.
Tim has been a friend, and he's somebody, as we all know, that really cares about people. He's called me up constantly during this storm and said, what can I do to be helpful? He's helped us get the message out, and then he's also been visiting shelters.
And Tebow, now a minor league baseball player, thanked the governor for his handling of Irma.
Well, I think first and foremost, I just want to thank you for how much that you cared about all the people of this state and how you went above and beyond to take care of them, especially all the people with special needs, because that's so near and dear to my heart. And just want to let all the people of our state know how much so many people are praying for you and love you and are there to help you and are alongside you of this difficult time. And it's not like you can make everything better at once, but you can know that people are praying for you, that they love you, and they're here with you, walking this journey out with you.
Meanwhile, Tebow isn't the only athlete expressing his support for Irma victims. Former Florida State quarterback and current NFL player Jameis Winston did so as well.
Before we kick off the season, first and foremost, I just want to send out prayers to everyone who's been affected by these storms over the past few weeks. And I want to continue to pray for the people who are still in the path of these storms. I just want to pray for your health and your safety. We will come together and we will overcome this adversity.
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers' September 10th game against the Miami Dolphins in South Florida was postponed due to Irma, but later Winston said his mind isn't really on football right now.
I went through a tough time, you know, watching, you know, but, you know, I really wasn't thinking about myself, you know. I was thinking about, you know, what we were going through, you know, what the people in Florida were going through, what the people in Houston had went through, because at the end of the day, everything is bigger than football. Obviously, I want to be out there on the field, and I definitely wanted to be playing, but, you know, sometimes you got to take that back seat and let things happen.
Meanwhile, Winston is encouraging everyone to donate to support Irma recovery relief efforts at JameisWinston3.org. In a tweet, he says he will match the first $50,000 donated for that cause. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.